If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk about the growing risk of illicit alcohol trading. And we're going to have that conversation with Angela Russell, who is the CEO of the Drinks Federation of South Africa. Angela, thank you so much for your time. When we look at the growing risk of illicit alcohol trading, from what you're seeing, is it getting worse, or are we starting to have a bit of a handle on the situation?
I think the concern for us is that when we did a study in 2020, we saw the volume of alcohol that was illicit was about 22%, and this had grown about from 13.5 compounded average growth rate from 2017. But I think what's important for us to, you know, just to say is that there are different types of illicit trade, and illicit really is where lawful taxes and duties have not been paid. So the highest one, which is over 50% within South Africa, is actually smuggled goods. So these are goods that have been smuggled over the border, undeclared imports, and what you also are seeing is, for example, manufacturers being hijacked on route to market, and this product is then brought back into the marketplace. The second type of illicit is counterfeit goods. So these are fake or Hong Kong, where bottles are refilled with, product that is not according to standard and has a public health risk. And then we also have home brew, which we saw growing during COVID-19. And this, this accounts for about 24% of the market. So I think the concern for us is we are doing research next year. We are seeing a growth in this, so it'll be interesting to see the amount of growth. But what you're seeing the trends in Africa is Africa actually has an average of 40% illicit alcohol. And our neighbors, Mozambique, it accounts for 73%, in Zambia, 70%. So you see the growth of illicit is becoming really problematic, that it's actually going to start destabilizing legal industry.
One of the things I mentioned to the listeners is that you had a round table, and that theme for the round table was the rise of illicit alcohol, the collaborative approach to address the health and the economic challenges. But when you think back to what the panelists brought forward in terms of what they believe needed urgent action, what stood out for you?
I think, the discussions for us is we realize that the SAPS and FARS officials are under-resourced. They do a really great job, but, that there is under-resourced from that point of view. So, even looking at things like prosecution, when, criminals are caught, it takes time to prosecute them. And I think you mentioned the severity of penalties are really not a deterrent. They get slapped with R1,000 or R3,000 fine, and off, things go back into market again. So I think importantly is really a whole of society approach, where we request consumers to be vigilant, but also we have a stronger collaborative effort between SAPS and SARS, the Department of Health, the National Prosecuting Authority, so we can have higher level discussions, so we can see what we can do with this organized crime that is actually infiltrated here.
I mentioned that you highlight the need for multi-pronged, multi-stakeholder approach, and you address the law enforcement side of things in terms of them being under-resourced. But when we look at industry collaboration, many can say, well, as the legal alcohol industry, we should be working together to combat illicit trade and protect, obviously, their businesses. Are you seeing enough of that industry collaboration when it comes to the legal alcohol industry?
I think absolutely, and that is why the Drinks Federation of South Africa is here. We are the collective voice of the alcohol industry, and we are here to promote responsible trading of alcohol and responsible drinking practices, as well as ensuring the sustainability of the industry. So we have all the major manufacturers who are part of this association, and most definitely we are having discussions on what we as an industry can do to help with the illicit trade, but also to ensure that we are collaborating with governments and other partners in this effort.
The innovation and the technology side in order to track and trace those alcohol products, are we seeing enough of that innovation and technology? Has anyone started deploying it, and have they seen success rather from the conversations you're having?
So absolutely, there are companies that are using that. You find the multinational companies are introducing it. I think there has been a level of success with it, but unfortunately, you know, you are seeing the, you know, the smuggling and the counterfeit goods coming into market. And I think, you know, you're having unsuspecting consumers who are purchasing this product.
When it comes to those unsuspecting consumers, what can we do then for consumer awareness? I mean, educating consumers about the dangers of illicit alcohol. I'm sure that is very crucial amongst, you know, yourself. But what can we be doing better?
I think it's to create awareness. And I think the first time, you know, people are always looking for a bargain. And I think generally people know the price of the products that they consume. So when the price is too good to be true, it probably is. I mean, for example, a bottle of 750 milliliters of spirit attracts duties of, or excise tax of 90 rand. So if you are buying a product that is 100 rand, you know, you're going to have to ask yourself, you know, we've still got to be VAT added onto this. You know, is this product actually a legitimate product? I think also an awareness when you are going to shop for products or you're buying products, and if I maybe just start with consumers looking at the bottle from top to bottom, looking at the cap of their product, is it dented, is it damaged, is it smudged, you know, is that crack happening when you open the bottle, looking at the shape of the bottle, is it consistent with the bottle that you are used to, the liquid, sometimes you are finding inconsistent fill levels. Floating particles that are very obvious can be seen in some of these products, as well as being, you know, diluted look or having haziness. If you move on to the labels sometimes are printed or stuck on the bottles at different heights, and the back label might be missing. Also, you're looking for bad printing, spelling mistakes, you know, no barcodes. And I think also important, you know, from a Liquor Products Act, consumers are also, you know, starting to buy spirits in a sachet and 100 ml bottles, which are actually not permitted within the South African regulations. So you're having manufacturers are even, you know, producing products that they shouldn't be.
Right.
And those are, you know, not within the within the legal market.
Right. Angela, thank you so much for your time and also educating consumers around that awareness when it relates to illicit tobacco. I mean, rather illicit alcohol. Thank you so much for your time. That is Angela Russell, who is the CEO of the Drinks Federation of South Africa, talking to us about the growing risk of illicit alcohol trading.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.